Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, day after Christmas, December 26, 2010. We're going to continue on with last week's little thing there, just queuing it up now. It'll take a moment for it to come on board. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. Got lots of new toys and things and stuff that Santa Claus always brings because Christmas is fun. It's fun to watch. It's just a great time of year. I love it, and I love it when it's gone, because it's over with, but it is fun. It's definitely a time to put on the air brakes and slow down a little bit and do a little retrospect of your life up until the Christmas day and relax during the Christmas day. That's always important, and hopefully you got lots of cool stuff, you know, because besides having love of the family and all those kinds of great things, there's stuff involved. And that's what the shopping is all about, and that's the commercialism and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that should be queuing up pretty soon here. It's kind of a late entry into last week's thing. I didn't see, last week we heard the first part of this tape, and now today we're going to hear the second part of this tape, and I think it's coming up now. Dr. Fred, are you there yet? Are you out chasing a mistletoe, or chasing a missile, or a toe, or what is it? Where are you? So I know you're there somewhere. It's been over a minute we've been waiting for you. Anyhow, Dr. Fred will be... Well, there he is. There he is. Finally.
That's not going to work, okay? So in South Africa, just recently down there, sent my vitamins down there. They weren't going to let them in for any reason, because there's way too much vitamin A, and there's 40,000 international units, which prevents cancer. You know, when you're living in cancer, it prevents everything. But they're so corrupt down there that one hand didn't know what the other one was. The vitamins were sold into the country anyway. So I mean, I can tell you stories about what goes on in the world, and how each government, which is all banded together at the top, takes it away from all, not just here, but everywhere, okay? So there is a big conspiracy out there, you know? And one of the things that I want to point out that you can do, what we do with the science of electrical precursoring energies, is, how many of you know how many essential amino acids the body needs? It needs 8. Does anybody know why? Well, you don't manufacture them, but that's not the reason, okay? You need 8 amino acids because, remember, the body is biochemical, so you need the biochemistry. Remember, we said it's electrical and electrical precursing. So, obviously, there's something, some reason, some major need in the body for 8 essential amino acids, and that is that each one of the 8 essential amino acids produces a frequency that, when combined, produces what's called a heterodyne on the electrical level of 3.58 megahertz, okay? You've got to generate that frequency in your body, and the amino acids in your body are right spin. And if you were to take a right spin amino acid in your body from the outside, it's poison. Arsenic, cyanide, TRE, all right spin. You need left spin amino acids going in the body, and the body then converts them over to right spin. Okay? The Vietnamese knew that because they would go into the body and take right spin amino acids out and make booby traps back during the Vietnamese War and poison somebody from things that came from inside the human body. So now here's the thing. Let's say this is a tomato. A tomato is a big, long protein chain with phenylalanine, lysine, arginine. Okay, but a tomato would also have arsenic in it. Okay? So, now here's what's supposed to happen. The body takes in this tomato with this arsenic, generates a 3.58 megahertz frequency, which is now called messenger RNA, and it comes over here and it scans this to see if there's any, what are poisons are called antigens are in it, okay? Now, normally, it would see that there's arsenic in here and disconnect, but we have a thing called ELF, extremely low frequency. ELF's prime purpose is to confuse the body so that when this 3.58 megahertz pulse is generated, it will say, oh, the arsenic's okay, and it will take the whole thing over. And now this becomes an antigen, and it's stored in the mast cells of the body. If you don't think that this is happening, you can disconnect this once it's on the other side and throw it out in your bloodstream and get an indication. And how you do that is you take some niacin. If you take a bunch of niacin and you light up like a Christmas tree, you can bet that your body has got lots of these poisons from different food sources physically involved. If it's meat, it's hormones and steroids. And chicken, it's hormones and steroids and chemicals and all on and on and on. So one of the things that we got into with devices, this is not the only device that we produce, but devices like this, including this one, is an anti-ELF component that disconnects this, and therefore you won't get that niacin reaction because it generates, the device itself generates a 3.58 megahertz electrical pulse, and it constantly scans the body. This negates the effect of ELF. We make another device, which I don't have here, that hangs in the corner of your room. I took that, it's called a star orb. I took that to Japan two or three times, and I stood before audiences like you guys, except they were all businessmen that ran huge companies. And I had an interpreter, and basically the conversation would go like this. Have device goes in corner, plug into ground wire, plug in, plug ground, second wire and ground outside. Engineering staff have much better creativity. Try one. So they did. That's all I explained to them. No theory, nothing. And they bought tons of those things because they plugged it in and they found out this thing generates a thing in a pulse inside a non-Hertzonian wave, and it works. So I didn't have to, you know, push this or advertise it. I just explained it in very simple terms, and boom, that's how it went across. Now, you guys have some questions? Because we don't have much time. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah. There's quite a bit of evidence in here, but in Len Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, and his website, I'll put it over here. If you send him to the website, it's so in his newest book, Healing Codes. Well, there's a lot of people taking notes today. It's a website. It's tetrahedron.com. Go on that website, and you will get fully documented on what you need to know. Okay? I'll put it up here. I'm just going to write it up so you guys can spell it for you. T-E-T-R-A-H-E-D-R, I think, A-N, .com. Lots and lots and lots of information on government documents produced over at Langley, Virginia, at the CIA headquarters, produced at the World Health Headquarters. Yeah. It's tetrahedron, T-E-T-R-A-H-E-D-R, I think it's A-N or O-N, however you spell tetrahedron, I think it's A-N. Emerging Viruses, they have, probably have it out here at the bookstore. Yeah, yeah. Okay, oh, I'm not, yeah, R-O-N, yeah, that's right.
So,
well, you have to get into a particle called a prion, which she gets into. And there are a whole, and AIDS will not go active unless you start taking these drugs that they've created. This triggers them. So the whole trigger mechanism is presented in his book that anybody with any logic can see that this is how it works. And secondly, no monkey or a gorilla ever came down with AIDS. It didn't come from there. It was produced here and then taken down to South Africa because they do a lot of promiscuous sex. Yeah, go ahead. Of the UFOs? Well, I've been a contactee ever since I left the government. We had some pretty exciting things happen while I was there. So I had, being a contactee of an extraterrestrial race that's human-like, I was able to bring a huge amount of knowledge to this planet and write about it, put it up on my website, and also photograph the ships that I was having the contacts with, which are also going on the website. Some are on there now. So I worked for indirectly NSA. I was part of MK Ultra, National Security Agency. I worked through the agency of the Air Force, and I worked through the Marine, Army Biology Lab. That was my official W-2 form. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any take on what's happening in the Middle
East? Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot of things going on. It's a thing called Dharma to start with. secondly, though, you know, I'm not, I don't support you know, the terrorist organization. But the terrorist organization, this came up in George Bush's time, there's a lot of truth to what goes on. I mean, the way we have treated, you know, Israel, for example. I'm not against it because my grandfather was Jewish, but Israel's had preferential treatment over some of the Arab nations, which has caused, it has not helped the problem at all. And so there's a tremendous, as long as the United States does favoritism to one nation, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be like this. And the U.S. has misconstrued a whole, and I hate terrorism. I think it's the absolutely wrong way to go. But I have seen some tremendous blowing out of terroristic acts out of completely out of proportion. You know, propaganda is ridiculous. And the Arabs over there are seeing this, and that's not really making them, you better keep your mouth shut if you don't have something real to say about terrorism. But don't make it out of proportion and then get everybody angry that's an Arabic of nature. We got to get rid of this racial stuff. There's no time for it, you know. We are a one nation now, you know. People don't realize that we're spiritual beings down here for a human experience. They turn it around. They try to say that we are human beings trying to reach a spiritual experience. Wrong approach. We already are that, you know. So, yeah, we got a two-day intensive seminar coming up December 2nd and 3rd in Laguna Beach. Sometimes we get people from all over the world at that. And those are pretty exciting, really exciting. And then we'll quit here in a few minutes. I'm going to go right down here to the bookstore, and we'll have some receptors if you want to check them out and some books. I only brought 18 books. So, yeah, you have a question? DHEA, I worked with the original research on that with Dr. Morris Mann. We were the ones that discovered the Mexican yam, but we knew the FDA would go after anybody using Mexican yam, so we found a second source, which is a green lipid mussel from Japan, and in our vitamin products, which you can order off the website, we use a very good, very active biological DHEA, and I also use an omega-3 as a precursor to it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't because I'm working with a company right now called Active Life on what we call active enzymes. This is where we gotten to now. Organics, unfortunately, gets rained on. The water's radioactive. So what we have to do at Active Life, we go into indoor gardens where we grow in a natural solution, and then we harvest these sprouts, which are full of enzymes. And we found that sprouts, on the third day, we don't get them on the second day they sprout, we don't get them on the fourth day, we get them when they're biologically the most active, with the life force in them, it's the third day. And we call these active greens. And these will be posting up on our website. Like I say, I don't have the time to come here anymore and do these lectures much, but we got one humongously growing interactive website that you can tell your friends about. We've got 800 numbers. You call. You can email us. I see certain emails. I'll email you back. So we really have, because the computers now, a much better means of communication. Yes. Wait a minute. I'll explain that in a minute. Go ahead. What? Oh, the malathion? Well, when I do this thing on WLW, okay, yeah, get write this website down. It's 700. It's on the other 700WLW.com. That's a radio on the web, and it's a big on top of the air. Okay, this radio station is so powerful that we got four bills kicked out of Congress. Right? Oh yeah, we have millions of people listening to us. And we say, we don't like this. Here's the senator who's in charge of it. Why don't you send him an email? The next morning, the senator turns on the TV or the email. He's got 250,000 emails in there. Okay? That's what we're doing now. That works. That's what we... But you got to participate. You got to listen. We post our shows on the website. This is why I say we're getting really effective now. No, we're not just standing here talking to people anymore. We have them email every day in Congress now. Yeah. Not with us. But we support him, totally support him, you know. That's a joke. The West Nile is another genetically engineered virus. It's a joke. Now, somebody want to know what pyramids are. reason I don't have one on today because I didn't bring one with me, but in your body, when you breathe air in, what happens is it goes into your lungs, goes through the arteries to the base of the brain. As soon as it gets from the lungs to the brain, the arterial size goes from a quarter inch to a millionth of an inch. It's called Circle of Willis. So the Circle of Willis starts to plug up. You've got all these pollutants in the air. So what happens is over a lifetime, a period of life, your whole brain starts to not function. The first thing that happens is you can't balance anymore. You can't stand on one foot. And like we play hopscotch, you touch the ground and do all that kind of stuff. You fall over. Okay? Cerebellum. Then it goes to midbrain. Now what happens is the pollutants lower the electrical activity of the brain. You start getting all kinds of antigens produced in the brain, which make you allergic to everything. And finally, you get up to the forebrain, where it triggers heavy metal poisoning like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these kinds of things manifest. So when you wear the pyramid on your head, it detoxifies the brain. It's the only way to detox your brain. And so it takes about a year. You might have some real good headaches in the process because the liver is where the blood goes back down to the liver and then out. It discharges. So when you put the pyramid on, it increases the activity of the liver by about 1,000%, which is good. Take a lot of vitamin A, drink carrot juice, organic, and vitamin C. I wear it all the time at home, every day. Nice sleep. Yeah, we have one over the bed. Yeah, this is one of our, this is how Paradigm started. It was producing these. We the very first ones we produced were for the American housewife back in the 70s that was the biggest drug addict in the world at the time on Valium. We took people off Valium, put the pyramids on their heads. And we were so successful with that. That's why I'm able to afford and come up here and do the things that I do now, because of those days. Yeah. What? No, it's made out of gold. What? Gold.
What is the purpose of the Heart Project?
Heart Project is individual assassination, primarily. The Heart Project is so focused that you can target any individual, like somebody in Hamas, for example, like terrorists. They can find out if he's not underground. You know, they can zap him right from the sky. That's what. If you guys saw Under Siege 2 with Steven Seagal, that's the Heart Project in its most purest form. It's a weapon. Huh? No, they can do it visually through the Clementine satellites or the eyes for the heart. Okay, so it's Clementine satellites. This is in my book here, by the way. Want to read about it? It's in here. We got that covered. One individual. No, yeah, well, it's a beam. It's a beam that's so powerful that it can do an X-ray a mile in the ground. Now, you walk into your dental office or your local X-ray technician, you know, your radiology boy, and you see how much jacket it's a full metal jacket just to do your teeth or something, right? Okay, and they're in the other room. Imagine if you're doing something a mile in the ground, okay? And they even developed a rocket to go a mile into the ground and release the warhead. Think about that technology, you know?
So why do you think of Saddam Hussein?
Huh? Great. That's great technology. What? Did I work in Nepal? I worked with Wernher von Braun. I designed guidance systems. That's what I did. And then I was a checkout engineer. I was an entire Saturn II. My job was to make sure the whole thing worked so it would go to the moon in one piece.
We go to the moon.
Yeah, we went to the moon many times. Huh? No, Redstone was a device to carry. It was a for nuclear warheads. I worked on the submarines, the N-10, Minuteman. I worked on ILAS. ILAS was Star Wars today. The field-mounted lasers, which we don't have, haha, in space. I've seen them operate in full. They can blow things up. Oh, they work fine. I've seen them. You've seen these green fireballs that come across many states. Maybe that's because they've hit an alien ship, and the ship is coming apart because it's got a beryllium, you know, hull on it, and it's coming apart. You know, in outer space as it hits the atmosphere. Oh, it works very well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was just saying when I first started. Dr. Horowitz has been out here working with this. Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you one other thing. Here's one other thing I want to tell you. This is the newest prediction, okay? Because of the way that the Marburg virus, which is Ebola, works, they've made it more sophisticated where it's more subtle now. And the problem with the Marburg virus and Ebola is it kills too quick, so you can't spread it. So they got that fixed now. So when the seasonal viruses come around now, today, tomorrow, when they get here, what happens is now that the new design, engineering is to separate the plasma from the red blood cell. So what that does is when you get it, you'll immediately have pneumonia. You won't have to wait anymore. You'll get it immediately. And it's designed to kill the elderly. Okay, that's what it's here for. And watch, Dr. Fred says this. We're in flu season now. Listen to me on January or February and see what happens, okay? The flu shots will make you worse. The only thing that's going to help you is to get your immune systems up. Put the proper things in your body. Get on our trace minerals. Get on our vitamins. It's already happening. It's here now. It was here last year, but they had to fine-tune it a little bit, okay? Okay, so I know we went a little over, so I'm going to go right out to the elevator, and I'll be out there signing books.
I knew that would end sooner or later, so that we'll go ahead and put in the next one. This is a fun show we did a while back in Rhode Island, the Old Whale Show. That's over at Providence, Rhode Island. We did that for about a year. It was a lot of fun. So we'll just continue on with that puppy. There's a fellowship.
The following WALE Talk Show is brought to you by Pyridine Incorporated. The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed are solely those of Dr. Fred Bell, his callers, and guests. Pyridine Incorporated can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Now, health, science, and energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
Hello there, everybody. This is Dr. Fred Bell with Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And in the last couple of 3 weeks, we've been talking a lot about nutrition. And we're going through a complete discussion on nutrition. And today, we're up into the B complex. And we're going to be talking more and more about different things that are necessary for the body. Because remember, the body on one level is biochemical, on the second level is electrical, and on the first level, it's electrical precursing. So we need to get a relationship here with biochemistry before we get into the other topics of electricity and precursing. Last week, we were talking a lot about, in the beginning of the B-complex discussion, we were talking a lot about niacin B3 and its uses for getting rid of smoking and bad habits. Niacin is an excellent, excellent nutrient to get rid of the smoking problems that we have because, as I said last week, nicotine is very much like nicotinic acid. And nicotine, of course, is very habit-forming. And nicotine forms vasopressin in the body, but it does it as a chemical bond rather than a natural bond. So when you want to feel euphoric or energetic, you have tobacco in your life, you're going to have to rely on that. That becomes a habit in order for that to be a possibility. So to stop the nicotine habit, you need to start putting large amounts of niacin in the body. However, usually people, when they start putting niacin in the body, start lighting up like a Christmas tree, getting red flashing and flushing because their body is so full of antigens. Antigens are proteins, right spin proteins that are toxic to the body that come in pretty much through every form of food substance that we ingest today. All fruits are sprayed with chemicals, vegetables are sprayed with chemicals, and so as a result, the body, not knowing any better, absorbs these things. And one of the other devices that we talked about, which is a precursing device, even though we haven't gotten on the topic that much, is the nuclear receptor, which helps the body get rid of these types of toxins in the first place, especially during the digestive process, by introducing electricity in the body to help the body determine whether something is toxic or non-toxic. These are the kinds of things that people really don't understand. Another thing that really causes the body to absorb a lot of toxins is a thing called ELF, extremely low frequency. There's been many, many books written on it. I think some of the best studies of ELF came out of Russia. What happened was during World War II, we needed to communicate underwater with submarines. So the different governments around the world began to experiment with extremely low frequency, which is what ELF stands for. And with this extremely low frequency waveform, they were able to then transmit intelligence and communicate with submarines or submarines to the shore stations. And they did this through generating low wave frequencies down through the Earth's different crusts. And they had receiving stations. Russia had theirs set up in Siberia. The U.S. had one set up in Australia. And from these two areas, they began to send these ELF waves all over the world. One of the things that they noticed was that people around the receiving end of the ELF receivers and the transmitters, especially at the transmitting end where on the global transmitters, had several psychological sicknesses start to appear. At that time, cancer was a problem too, but wasn't as noticeable as the psychological differentiations that occurred with different people working around the transmitters. And so as the war came to a close, they began to experiment around a lot against each other. It was part of the Cold War, as a matter of fact. In 1987, I read an article, and I was traveling in Munich, Germany. And the article was about the KGB. It was a Pravda magazine published in Russia. And it was just at the time that the Iron Curtain was sort of coming down, you might say. And the article said that the KGB was complaining, the head of the KGB was being interviewed, and he was complaining about the negative psychological waves that the CIA in the United States was using on the Russian populace. Of course, he forgot to leave out that we really became aware of the ELF energy when we noticed in 1978 ELF waves on the grids of the windows in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. So it was the kettle calling the pot black, basically. We at Paradigm and myself have done a lot of research into this ELF experimentation. Another thing that we found happening, in fact, when I was traveling with the National Health Federation from about 1974 until the late 80s, we traveled all around the country doing meetings in different cities, introducing people into health, nutrition, and the freedom of choices for nutrition, and also campaigning and lobbying to make vitamin legislation passed so that it would be legal to go to the health food store and buy vitamins in the first place. A lot of people don't realize that the government consistently, since time began, is trying to take your nutrition away from you because they don't want you healthy. During this time, I would find these elderly people come to me, and they would come to me with comments like, well, there was this van outside my apartment building, and it was beaming negative energies up into my apartment and making me feel uncomfortable and making me have bad dreams and things like that. Well, I discounted that at first to the elderly syndrome of that people acquire when they don't take care of themselves anyway. And I figured I had a lot of either paranoid or schizoid people running around. But after a few thousand people in different parts of the country had told me the same thing, I began to realize these people weren't. There might be really something going on. These people really weren't getting crazy, you know. There was something going on, so we did some research into that. And that's when we kind of found out that the men in black, as you might have heard of, had got into other occupations besides trying to debunk UFO sightings. And that, in fact, these bands were in existence, and they were going around experimenting on people, even in this country, with some form of waveform. So these are some of the things, the motivating factors that got us into devices that we started to make to help people out to get rid of these ELF waves in their homes and in their residences in different places. Because the ELF waves definitely cause the body to metabolize these negative antigens that they shouldn't, because the body should normally reject. And when you look at the scheme of how the body works, the body being 5% mineral, controlling 95% of metabolic function, and then the minerals being broken down into enzymes via the hydrogen atom, and then the hydrogen atom combining with oxygen and nitrogen, which brings in the prana, and the carbon atom, which is the pyramid shape. This combination taking place allows the body to assimilate light frequencies, which are done through vitamins, because the definition of vitamins basically are units of biochemistry that break down into light frequencies in the body, passing these light frequencies on into protein coming into the body in the form of vegetables, which we just talked about, protein combining again now, forming peptides, polypeptides, and these again forming hormones. And so when you take the chain and look down the chain, you end up forming hormones, which are stored and seven energy centers in the body called endocrine glands. So what happens is all of your consciousness comes from these hormones. And if during this chain from enzyme to vitamin to protein there's interference from radiation of any sort, the end result is the hormone structure in the body is going to be malformed. And that's exactly what has happened. That's exactly what's happening to our society, and that's why there's so much violence going on, because the hormone structure is not proper with the trends of nature at this point in time. And nature, of course, is constantly changing its trends too, as the Earth and the Moon have their rotational relationship, creating the biorhythm cycle, and the Moon rotating around the orbit of the Sun, creating our annual equatorial cycle. And then as the entire solar system rotates around the Pleiades every 25,827.5 years, we have our stellar cycle. And these are all being vastly interrupted by these different phenomena. And so it's very important to have the proper nutrition going in the body before you even start to even consider getting into the different structures and devices that will help the body rid itself of the effects of radiation. And B3 is one of those vitamins that really helps. B6 is another one that's very important. We use large amounts of B6 and B3 in our formulas, although I always tell people to take extra amounts of B3 if they want to get rid of any toxic effects from smoking, or they might have been on drugs or alcohol or any of these sorts of things. B6 is very vital for the production of lecithin, which of course dissolves cholesterol. So B6, niacin, and chromium picolinate, which we use a lot of, are very good for lowering your cholesterol, raising your energy, and making your body more efficient. B6 was first identified in 1934, but it was not actually put into our food supplements until about 1956. Also, radiologists, those of you that ever had chemotherapy or been around radiation, find that B6 helps relieve nausea from X-ray treatment of cancer. A lot of people don't realize that about radiation. People think, well, I'm not around a nuclear plant, or I'm not exposed to radiation. Well, you'd be surprised. What we find is that if you were to take a normal pregnant woman that's on dairy products during her pregnancy, that means butter, cream, cottage cheese, normal dairy products that she would consume over the counter from the regular food store. If this woman, after consuming these through her entire pregnancy, to the point that she would start having milk in her breast, if this woman were to cross a state line from one state to another, she could theoretically be arrested by the FDA for transporting a radioactive substance across the state line, because women's milk, on the average, when they're on dairy products during pregnancy, exceeds higher radioactive standards than it was allowable to go from one state to another. That's how much radiation is in the air as we speak. When you realize there's 325 nuclear reactors spread around the world, probably 40 or 50 in France alone, and you realize that all of the fallout that occurs from the high winds every day, from the mismanagement of toxic waste that's radioactive, you can bet that you've got plenty of radiation in your life. And in the northern parts of the hemisphere, for example, Oregon, across the northern states into New York, Delaware, Rhode Island, those states carry a higher degree of radiation than the southern states along the southern belt of California and New Mexico and these states because of the way the winds blow. If you ever get in an airplane, for example, and you fly from Los Angeles to New York, it's usually about a 4.5-hour flight. But when you fly from New York to Los Angeles, it's a 5.5 to 6-hour flight. It's almost always that way. Even the airline schedules are determined because of those normal high-flying jet wind streams. And these are the ones that carry the radiation all over the place. A deficiency of B6 shows up as an epileptic-like nervous symptom, confusion, convulsions, dizziness, hysteria, depression, all these kinds of things, including low blood sugar. Another important vitamin that we use a lot of in our formulation is B12. And even though it's one of the smallest proportion in the body with respect to other nutrients, it has great significance. It helps to maintain the myelin sheath, nerve covering, and it also aids in the synthesis of nucleic acids, RNA, and DNA. So B12 has a lot to do with aging. When we get into our aging programs later on, you begin to understand that B12 is very, very, very functional in helping the aging process. Folic acid is another one that's very important. It works very well with B12 and choline and the amino acid methionine. Pantothenic acid is another one that we use a lot of. And it's very important as an anti-stress vitamin. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian super receptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series. Only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise.
Whether you're a first-time buyer or a future real estate tycoon, tune in Saturday's Real Estate Digest from 3 to 4 p.m. Your host, Stephen R. Deutsch of ERA, SRD Realty, will answer your real estate questions on buying or selling your home, RIMFAQ, PITI, PMI, working with realtors, and preparing for the future. That's Saturday's Real Estate Digest with Stephen R. Deutsch, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m., only on WALE, All Talk, All the Time.
Spring is here, and now is the time to start thinking about building that new home or making all those improvements you want to make to your present home. But where do you start? Start by tuning in to WALE every Thursday from 5 until 6 p.m. for the Home Improvement Hour with Nicholas Peedy, owner of Eagle Building Company. Nick will discuss all types of construction and home improvements and take your phone calls. So don't miss the Home Improvement Hour with Nicholas Peedy every Thursday evening at 5 on WALE Renegade Radio.
We're talking to you, Tiverton. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
We're back again with Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. I noticed that we just had a little blurb there on the Promise Tape Series, and I've gotten a lot of literature interest from the different callers calling in after the show, usually. And I also want to say, be sure and call on the 714-499-2603 line if the other one is busy. And one of the things our literature doesn't cover is the titles on some of these tapes. 18 hours of tape series, the Promise series, is 18 hours of information plus a videotape of Area 51 with the top secret government spaceships in flight being tested out there, and also we actually see a crop circle being formed that was filmed by one of my record producer friends, David Tickle, who's very well known for some of the albums like Shake, Rattle, and Hum, and Rod Stewart, and Purple Rain, and some of these kinds of productions that he's done. So what I want to do before I go back into nutrition is just read off a couple of the tapes, some of the topics on just a few of them. Maybe over the period of the next week or two, I'll read them all off to you. But in the tape series, which has a lot of nutritional coverage way beyond what we're talking about as the scope here, some of the other titles that are on the tapes themselves are Uncovering 40 Years of UFO and Extraterrestrial Cover-Up and Surveying the Global 2000 Report. Very interesting. And then on another side of that, it's a hemp-based product, Ecology's Promise. And that's really interesting. A lot of people don't realize that hemp was our largest agricultural product up to about 1924. As a matter of fact, Henry Ford had 40 acres of hemp on, had 40 acres of hemp on his estate that he used to make alcohol to run his automobiles from. Hemp plants, for example, produce more oxygen than trees. The Constitution of the United States was made on hemp. And I understand we have a caller on the line, so we'll take a caller here. Yes.
God, he's going to give this presentation on it. But simple question, or basic question, I'll hang up and What's the purpose of the crop circles? What's the message?
Well, there's different messages. They all have different messages. And Robin has taught me how to read a few of those things. I've told Colin Andrews a little bit about it.
Colin Andrews.
Yeah, he's the one that does a lot of the stuff that in our video tape, in our tape series, we have a video that we captured over Stonehenge. And you can actually see a ship hovering there. And actually two or three ships come out of it. And one of them ends up coming down, and we do it frame by frame, and a small ship comes down into the grass right in front of a person that actually David Pickle was photographing. He didn't even know this was happening until we started editing the film. These crop circles are being made. Okay. And what they are is they're messages that talk about extraterrestrial consciousness coming to the masses and waking people up. So each one has a different message. And a lot of people are very unconscious to it. You know, I mean, some of these things that they've tried to say in the auspices of, you know, people going out there and making these things at night and stuff is totally ridiculous. Any time one is being made, you usually hear a high frequency pitched sound first. And then after that, the circle appears. And they're getting closer and closer to actually witnessing this. I think we're one of the first ones there to actually photograph what these little, they're a very small disc that comes down. It moves at a very high rate of speed, but we were able to capture it.
Is that the same language they're using that was left outside the pyramids that was confiscated during the Dark Ages and either destroyed or put in the basement of the Vatican?
Yeah, it's a similar language. They use symbols. I saw one pyramid was relating to the grave, I mean, one crop circle, because it had an octahedral structure in it. They use atomical structures. A lot of stuff is based on the anatomy. Pythagoras, perfect circle with the man, the five sacred cuts in human form. A lot of this stuff is that language. And once you begin to get involved with it, like the book that I wrote, The Death of Ignorance, it goes into some of the symbolism, because in our systems technology, which we haven't really gotten into on this program yet, deals with the application and distribution of that energy, not only into the human form, but also to the world grid. That's what our paradigm systems are all about.
Is the message, what I feel, is it get ready for the age of God, that it's looming right around the corner in our lifetimes?
Yeah, well, it's not the age of God, it's the God consciousness. People have to start taking responsible for their actions pretty soon.
Thank you.
And that's what this is all about. And people can't get away with things like they used to anymore. It doesn't work that way. It becomes, one's conscience becomes, you know, one's destiny immediately, whereas before you could kind of hide that conscience, but now you can't do that. It's because the energy, the pressure is too great on the endocrine system. The hormone secretion is too high, and the hormones are too concentrated with energy now.
Basically, we have to love life from within, the God within, and preserve all the life and treat, you know, get rid of the pesticides and get rid of the automobile machines and all the polluters and get onto a natural course to heal the planet and ourselves and rise up to a higher level of vibration.
Right, and you got to realize that the government is balking at this. The system is balking at every single step. It's just like the problem we're having now with the heating up of the atmosphere and the strange weather cycles as people notice them. This is because the differential balance of the natural, the Earth has an effect as it spins and rotates. It's got two poles, has a heat at the equator. It's got it's very cold at the top and the bottom. It puts out what's called a Coriolis effect. And this Coriolis effect sets up all the trade winds and all of that. Well, that's being interfered with because the carbon dioxide level is too high on this planet from the emissions of automobile exhaust. So, and carbon dioxide densifies the atmosphere. As a matter of fact, it's believed on Mars that Mars got so much carbon dioxide on it that at a certain point it forces the oxygen off the planet. And when the oxygen evacuates from the planet, then the carbon dioxide burners of oxygen no longer exist. So then the carbon dioxide is destroyed and life is destroyed. And that's what they believe that happened on Mars. And a lot of these cities up there that they found are monuments to the fact that this happened. That's why the most noticeable thing is the giant pyramid up there. That pyramid has a big message for people.
Dr. Bell, Yes, there's a woman in this area who calls the local stations. I won't give her name, but she has for years talked about her telepathic communication with beings from Jupiter. Mm-hmm. And could you tell me basically what life is on Jupiter?
Well, as the Pleiadians have said, the Jupiter is another Earth in the becoming. In other words, about 1 million years from now, Jupiter will be like the Earth is now, but right now it's rarefied, meaning that its gases haven't condensed down to water and oxygen yet.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
Yes. Anyway, hello? Okay. So anyway, it hasn't condensed yet. We're going to take a break here in about 1 second, and we'll be right back.
Pleiadian technology has now been brought to Earth. Introducing the Super Receptor from Pyridine. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the super receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Can nutrition affect your vision? The Nutritional Optometry Institute has been sponsoring epidemiological studies of dietary and environmental risk factors that affect eye and vision, health, and function. At the Nutritional Optometry Institute, they're pleased to see patients in collaboration with their regular doctors for nutritional consultation and for the benefit of their expertise in non-surgical enhancement. The Nutritional Optometry Institute's director is Dr. Ben C. Lane, the host of WALE's Better Vision Through Nutrition Hour. Dr. Lane is recognized internationally as a leader in the field of ophthalmoergonomics, the study of the effect of eye work and environmental stresses on eye health and visual function. Dr. Lane is also recognized as a leader in the fields of preventive and nutritional optometry and eye disease epidemiology and clinical application to common and uncommon disorders. For more information, call the Nutritional Optometry Institute at 201-335-0111. That's 201-335-0111. The Global Freeway Network, a transformational company specializing in human potential. Its co-creators, Basha Dernis and Deborah Robbins, have brought their extensive backgrounds in the healing arts and sciences together and are reaching out to you. Through lectures, workshops, and retreats, these visionary speakers have designed their programs to facilitate change. The Global Freeway Network is pleased to make this information available to you. Rejuvenation exercises and energy integration. You can reverse the process of aging. Self-awareness, self-perception guides. Learn how to program your success strategies. The Essence Series, guided visualization audio tapes. You can create your reality. We all have a choice and must take responsibility for our lives, our interactions, and the world around us. Basha and Deborah Robin have chosen to step forward at this time of global change and restlessness to awaken humanity. For further information, call the Global Freeway Network at 310-854-4212. That's 310-854-4212.
We're talking to you, Portsmouth. Give us a call at 990-WALE.
Well, that was quick. Thought we had a little bit more time on that puppy than there, but I guess not. So we will put on the final Health Science and Energy Show tape-a-rooney. That was a quickie. Thought I'd taken a break, and it took a kicked me right out of there. So we'll start this one, and we won't get finished with it, but we'll start it. Away we go.
Yeah, I remember.
Reactor. I wanted to know how I should think of the polarity of it. I wanted to use it in, with doing, like, acupressure points on my body.
Right.
Do I think of it as a negative or positive pull?
Well, you don't think of it as either one. You think of it as a synthesis. And if it's a negative energy that it's dealing with, it will amplify that. And if it's a positive energy, it will amplify that. It's an amplifier.
Okay.
And you got to realize that when you're dealing with polarities, you're dealing with two forces, one called Ida and the other force called Pigalle. One is a feminine, the negative is a feminine energy, and the other one is a masculine energy. They're not thought of as the electrical polarity of the body is not, in this case, which is what we're going to be talking about today, is not in the, any terms is considered as electricity that's positive and negative poles. So you're dealing with a different force altogether. You're dealing with a force that starts the flow of electricity in the body. And for electricity to flow in the body, it has to have what's called a precursor. And the receptor is a device that is a precursor in nature. It's precursory. And what it does is it starts the body's energies moving, especially if you work it on the chakra point. But realize also, because which stone did you get?
The quartz.
Oh, you mean the diamond one?
The diamond, yeah.
Okay, the diamond one works on the chakras at the top of the head. What you probably want to do, if you're going to do polarity work with it, is get one of the violet ones for the opposite end of the spectrum. You need the top and the bottom to get the entire body covered, because the diamond is tuned into the forces at the upper part of the body, and it is not tuned into the lower part. It will unground you if you don't balance it with the other one, or if you wear it continually.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I had to do it only periodically.
Yeah, how long can you wear the diamond?
Oh, it depends what's happening. If I'm under pressure, I can't wear it as long as when I am taking care of myself.
Right, and that's because when you're under any kind of pressure, the electricity comes into your body from sound, from light, from people's actions. All motion on the physical plane converts to electricity in the body. And stress occurs when you get too much electricity in the body from other sources. For example, if you overcharge a battery in a car, it gets hot, gets very hot, and starts to self-destruct. Well, the receptor, the one that you've got, is that and the ruby both increase the flow of energy in the body. So if you are receiving a lot of energy, you don't need to amplify it. What you need to do is sort it out. You need to distribute the energy that's coming in. So the sorting out function takes place at the base of the spine, where the south pole of the aura, where the energy, that's where it starts. Then it goes to the top of the spine and the third ventricle of the brain. This is called the north and south pole, respectively. So what you need to do is get one of the cool ones. That's why I wear that sapphire a lot. I wear the sapphire a lot and the emerald a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I wear the emerald when you're getting into money. It's green. And if you want money to come to you, wear the emerald because it attracts money, because the thyroid gland works on the money level, third ray. Okay? So, read that little booklet. It'll pretty much explain it.
The kid stepped on the pyramid.
Oh, he did, huh?
How do I get it fixed? It has three of the solder points broke.
Yeah, well, you got to realize that the power dome is like a crystal. You've got to really treat it with a lot of respect. And in titanium, if you put pressure on it in the points like that, it comes apart. So you have to send it back and have to be rebuilt again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Patricia, thank you for calling. Patricia was calling on our toll-free LA line, 772-5718. This is the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science and Energy Show. If you've got a question for Dr. Bell this morning or a comment about any of the fascinating things that we delve into here, give us a call, 772-5718 or 316-KFOX. Dr. Bell?
Okay, yesterday we were talking about the pineal gland, and we had gotten into the fact that the angel kingdom was representing itself through the pineal gland, in an angel. Like, if you study the old Sanskrit text, it says that what you see an angel hears, what you hear, they feel. And I remember when I made this trip in the time machine, one of the things that happened to me when I was moving forward in time, and I'll get into how and why that happened today a little bit as we begin to understand the body and its relationship to the universe. But one of the things that I found is when the time machine purifying, when you accelerate the atoms in your body to high rates of speed, it purifies the entire aura field. It's like almost like jumping into a vat of bleach, and it's like spiritual bleach. And what happened was that I noticed that, number one, my brain no longer functioned, And when people leave their bodies, like in the death poise, they don't take their brain with them, yet they're able to walk around and see themselves. There's been many, many studies about people where they've come back from the dead. They've walked around, saw their bodies. Maybe they've been pronounced dead for 4 or 5 hours, and they see their bodies. They move around in rooms. They float outside. They do all kinds of things. Their thinking faculties are working, yet their brain is maybe somewhat dead or unconscious also. And so then if we have this life hereafter, and our brain dies, how does this work? And people, this is one of the questions that was on my mind when I first got into the time machine. What I found out is that the thoughts and all those kinds of things are in the etheric body. And the brain is nothing more than a switch that switches from the etheric body via the chakra system in the body, you know, into the physical body. The angel kingdom is more in the etheric body and switches down to the physical opposite the way the human body works. For example, in the human body, we have 7 different sets of endocrine glands functioning simultaneously. 6 of the glands, starting with the pituitary gland down, 6 of those secrete hormones directly into the bloodstream and cause a positive feeling to happen. The 7th gland works exactly backwards. The pineal gland, when it secretes a hormone into the body, it usually causes something negative to happen because it's working on a higher spiritual level. So the idea with the pineal gland is to keep it quiet and not have it do anything, and therefore the body then becomes receptive. And what happens in the angel kingdom is the angel, they're etheric beings. They have 7 glands just like we do, except that their last gland, their pituitary gland, is an external gland found on the physical plane, in the case of a bee, the queen bee. And then when we discussed yesterday, we talked about the flowers and the arrangement of the petals on a rose and a pine cone, and when they reach a certain vibratory frequency, then they put out an energy field that the bee is then attracted to. Now, if you were to study, the angels have the aura fields with a north and south polarity, just like we do. And what happens is the bees, when the parent angel is around, each queen bee represents one angel by itself, one complete angel functioning entity. And when the angel is around, the angel moves, but it's around the beehive a lot because it watches the beehive. And if you were to go on a fast, for example, for 2 or 3 days where you get fairly clear and sit and observe one single beehive, you'll find that during a certain time of the day, when the swarm is coming in or the swarm is going out, you'll actually see the actual shape. If you notice the flight path of the bees, it'll actually form like a huge angelic being. It's the swarm of these bees. You can actually see, it's almost like the magnetic fields of the earth, almost the same shape. It's kind of like almost like a figure eight that's kind of wide in the middle. And the angel's aura field extends out to every single bee in the hive. And that's why the bee will so quickly defend the hive, because the moment that the bee is destroyed somewhere out on a flower, its little spirit, its vibratory frequency that makes it behave in ways beyond physics, is immediately withdrawn into the aura and it's born again. So the little bee continually is being reborn, and that's why there's new bees being functioning. Actually, the bees are just the same bees being born over and over and over again in the hive. So the bee knows that because he hasn't been programmed any other way, and that's kind of his religion, you know. So he hangs out with that one spirit. Well, in the human body, a similar thing happens. First of all, there are large angelic forces, they're called logos, that preside in the universe. And some UFO activity, which Alan Hynek would call paranormal activity, occurs because of the link-up in the brotherhoods that keeps and guides the human race. For example, there's the Pleiades that we rotate around. Then there's the star system that's called Sirius. And then there's a star system called the Great Bear and one called Orion. And these all 4 work sort of like the base of a pyramid. And as a matter of fact, in the studies of the White Brotherhood, which is a group of people that have been leading science and religion for centuries on this planet, they talk about the blue ray coming from the constellation in Sirius. If you study the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about a blue-skinned person by the name of Krishna that came from somewhere out there. And recently there have been some UFO sightings around the world where they have seen blue-skinned people. So you begin to see this correlation between these rays, and these energies that link these star systems up are called, you know, master rays. There's basically 7 major rays, and that's why everything divides into sevens, because subtly these seven rays influence our entire lives. The White Brotherhood gave them psychological names. In the body they became seven different chakras, which then go into empower seven different endocrine glands. Now, if you want to know what a chakra looks like and how they're distributed through the body, which most people do, those of you that are just getting into this stuff, and a lot of this information, by the way, that we're discussing now is in my book.
You ran out of time on that one, so continue next week. Bye. Happy New Year coming up.